Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to the hottest youth football talk show in the entire world, Hotbed Radio. From Miami to Malibu, it's the nation's leading multimedia platform, Football Hotbed and Hotbed Radio. Hotbed Radio interviews the nation's best coaches and youth football players and covers youth football from A to Z from across the world, because it's a hotbed world. Your host, Brandon O'Doy, is now ready to go. Hello, Brandon.
By NextPlay. Log on to next-play.net for the best combine technology that is paperless operation on your mobile device. Also by expressmedals.com. Express Medals is the best and most affordable reward company in the country. And by the National Camp Series, specialised training for kickers, punters and long snappers. Log on to nationalcampseries.com. It's a hotbed world.
Once again, it goes down. Hotbed Radio, the most official. We do it again on a Monday night. Yours truly, Brandon O'Doy, holding it down, checking in. Sue me for what, Mr. U Football? I'm back, baby. Every Monday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Hotbed Radio, the nation's leading multimedia platform for U Football. Thomas Fleming, representing on the West Coast, he'll be with us to discuss makeup dates with regard to our California up and combine. It's going to be a great one out there. You know, we had some unfortunate incident to just pure organization and just having almost 200 kids, and the rain didn't help out. So some stuff fell through the cracks. So we're going to make it up. We're going to fix it. And Thomas Fleming will be on at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard, 6 Pacific, not specific, but Pacific time to give us those details. Also going to talk to a lot of the participants in the upcoming Aero 7-on-7 state championship tournament. This is a state championship series launched by Aero Sports, Dave Menard, Rich McGinnis, the founder of FBU, who's now moved over to Aero Sports, and they've teamed up to really, really get something very exciting going. So I'm excited to have several players on who are going to be participating in the very first state championship for the state of Florida when it comes to team 7-on-7, not necessarily the All-Stars roster teams. High school is going to get started January 19th up in Orlando, Florida, Kissimmee, Florida. Then the youth will take center stage on Sunday, June the 21st. It's going to be a great weekend. A lot of the young people participating in that state championship tournament are going to call in and be our guests on Hot Bed Radio tonight. But I'm also going to talk to one of the guys that's been making a lot of the buzz. When I say a lot of the buzz, I do mean that with regard to Owen Poppo, 2019 sensation. I don't know whether to call him a defensive end, a defensive back. He's just a plain athlete. And we're going to get Owen to touch bases with us and break down his recruiting that has already begun at age 14, 6'1", 190 pounds, one of the few eighth graders that participated in the Rivals Camp Series, been invited to several junior days this past offseason, 6 college offers, Michigan, Kentucky, Auburn, Tennessee, University of Miami, Boston College, SEC and ACC offers for this young man. Just an incredible talent, an incredible guy. And he got started his football career. Very first thing he did in a football uniform was play in the Hot Bed Classic in Jacksonville back in 2012. So we'll always be able to say we hosted Owen Poppo and he played his first game with us when he goes to where we hope he will go and where we project him to go, all the way to the NFL with this just generational talent. That's what I'm calling him. He's a generational talent, which means that when you see a guy like this, this is a guy that you would not see for very long. So let's not waste any time. Let's go out to the next play guest line and get a chance to holler at Owen Poppo tonight. Owen, are you on the line? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Can you, Owen, are you there?
Yes.
What's going on tonight, man? Welcome in to Hot Bed Radio. It's the Hot Bed World. Basically, Owen, just tell us what's going on. Catch everybody up in the audience with those people who may not know you out in the youth football community. How everything has been going with you, how your season went this past year, 2014, and what's going now with all these colleges that are recruiting and offering you?
Well, man, last season, I think that was my, I've been playing for 2 years. I really like how I played last year in eighth grade. You know, that was my standout year. A lot of colleges, they like what I did last year. So got an offer from Kentucky and Michigan last Thursday. And, basically what all the schools are telling me, we like how you played. Since I'm like this big right now, they don't know how big I'm going to get in the future. So right now they're recruiting me as a linebacker. You know, they just really like my play style. And most of them think I could fit into the system that they want. So, yeah.
So basically, you got some people who are recruiting you as a linebacker. Some people are recruiting you as a defensive back. Some people even like you at running back because you did a little running back this past season. You played FDU national championship at running back. Where do you see yourself as far as, the position you want to play, not only in high school but also in college, or is it too early?
I see myself as, sort of outside linebacker, probably defensive end.
And, I guess the question is, the attention that you're getting, I know you work very, very hard. Is it surprising to you a little bit about how things have kind of taken off even this last couple of weeks since you got that first offer from Boston College?
Oh, yes, sir. But it's really surprising, though, because, I've been working for it. I knew they were going to come soon, but, just after coming in this early, it's just amazing. So I'm really excited about it.
And I guess the thing that everybody really wants to know, Owen, what is sort of making you so special in the eyes of these college coaches? When you get the feedback, and I know you've exchanged, some tweets with these coaches, and you've talked to a couple of them, and they're already starting to recruit you and talk to you on the phone. What are coaches saying that is so special about you right now that want to get you involved in junior days and coming to campus and things like that?
Well, one main thing is my work ethic. They really like the fact that, you know, I'm constantly every day I'm working, trying to get better. You know, and the fact that, I think I'm the underdog. I still don't think I'm the best right now, so I'm not satisfied. I still want to do everything I can to be the best. You know, they really like that about me.
Let's go back to the beginning, Owen, and, you know, we just talked. I don't know if you heard, but the very first game you ever played in was at the Hotbed Classic several years mm-hmm. ago. Do you remember playing in that game? I mean, how would you feel going into that game, your very first tackle football game, and what that was like for you as you, you know, have grown so much now and are already getting college offers after only playing football for 2 years? Take us back to that game and just talk a little bit about what you remember from, you know, your very first time playing football.
Well, I was, you know, usually people expect, you know, being since it's my first actual football game, I'll be nervous. But, you know, I wasn't really nervous going in. I was really excited. You know, it was my first football game. I just couldn't wait to show out. And, like, you know, just getting the experience to be able to come down to Florida and just showcase my talent. You know, it was just real fun. It was first game. I think we played 3 games down there, something like that. But, yeah, I think I did real good down there, and it was really exciting for me.
Absolutely made the all-tournament team. And had a very, you know, good start to your first season. Now, what do you think the biggest difference was? Because you made a lot of progression between your first year and your second year. I would say you had a strong first year, definitely pretty good for a seventh-grade kid who had never played football before a day in his life. But what was the biggest difference and the biggest growth and improvement on when you got back on the field as an eighth grader? And what did you notice personally was the biggest difference that allowed you to have an even better year as an eighth grade than you did in your first year?
Well, seventh grade, I didn't know what I was doing. So, you know, I was still learning from coaches. But as we transitioned to eighth grade year, that's when I started lifting weights. You know, going to, I got me a personal trainer, started going to him. So I got bigger. That's one thing I progressed in. After that, I was just going to, like, a whole bunch of camps that whole entire summer, just working on technique, working on footwork, all that. So as I got into eighth grade, I just monster year.
Yeah, monster year indeed. Your highlight video has over 3,000 views, and collectively you got a couple out there that have nearly 5,000 views so far. Now that the hype train is kind of, like, building up, is it something that you feel some pressure to live up to, or are you using that as fuel and motivation to show everybody why you're getting so much attention? Because I'm sure there's got to be some people that are kind of saying, you know, why is he getting all the attention? You know, I'm pretty good as well, and even maybe some of your peers. I'm just curious how everybody's kind of reacting to your success and a lot of the recognition that you're getting.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of, you know, attention to me going right now. So people. Like, if I come to a camp or next season, if I go into the game, people expect me, you know, hear my name a lot. But I'm not letting that go to my head, because if I do, you know, I'm not gonna play as well as I usually do. So I'm just trying to stay humble, you know, just trying to play how I've always been playing.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the schools that have offered you and just go down one by one. Your first offer came from Boston College. How did that first offer feel, you know, to get an offer at 14 years old from a major college, Division I school? Just talk a little bit about BC and what you know about them, and, you know, how excited you were to get that first offer in, you know, to play Division I football.
And when I got the first offer, I was going crazy, to be honest. You know, I was really excited because, you know, I've been talking to Coach Watson. He's been telling me, you know, they, Boston College, you know, they're looking at you. You know, they really like you, so expect the offer coming in soon. I didn't believe him at first. I was like, you know, it's too early for that, coach. But, you know, one day they gave him a call. They said, go ahead, tell Owen that we want to offer him. So that day I worked out with Coach Canada, came up to me, said, you know, you got your first offer today. Boston College offered you. So I was just going crazy when he told me that. I was really excited. You know.
And then, you know, not too long after that, another ACC school, Miami, offered you. You know, what was that like? I mean, I know Miami has an interesting reputation. I'm down here in Miami in South Florida. What did you think about when you got the Hurricane offer?
I was going crazy right there. I really like Miami as a school. you know, I really like the defense that they run. And I was talking to Coach Brown. He told me, you know, when we watch your film, we fell in love with you on the spot, so we want to go ahead and offer you. You know, just getting to talk to them. It's just exciting getting to talk to a college coach, just the experience, like what it's like. And I'm supposed to be coming down there soon, probably attend the camp or something. So that was pretty fun.
So you think you come in to camp at Miami during the summer, one of the Al Golden football camps?
Yeah, I'm going to try to come. I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm going to try.
Okay, and you, speaking of going around, you've been around to several different places. I think you've gotten a chance to go to Ohio State, Auburn, Tennessee. I know you've been to University of Georgia, some other places. Just from your perspective, out of all the places that you've gone, you know, which place was the place that, you know, you kind of fell in love with the most?
I still got 4 more years to decide, like, where I want to commit. But a school that I really liked the most was Tennessee. Like, just the atmosphere, just the facility, you know, the coaching staff. I really think I was sitting over there. You know, I really like Tennessee the most right now. I mean, I like all schools, but Tennessee left the best impression.
Right. Tennessee is a school, of course, that, you know, right now, you know, you like the most, and you've gotten a chance to go there a couple of times. You've been to Tennessee, what, about 3 or 4 times so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. And now, I guess, Owen, the thing everybody wants to know is getting ready to go into high school. You're attending Grayson High School there in Grayson, Georgia. That's a little bit outside of Atlanta in Gwinnett County. Talk about going there and, you know, what the coaches are like and what they're expecting from you when it comes to, you know, your matriculation into the high school ranks. Just how has that been like? I know you're already doing some spring practice and things like that. What has it been like to be a part of that program and that tradition up there? Because that's a pretty good high school, and they've had some talented alumni and done some things there in the state of Georgia. Just talk a little bit about where you're getting ready to go to school.
Oh, yes, I'm going to be attending Grayson High School. Most of the coaches, you know, all the hype behind my name, they heard my name coming in. So, you know, they're all looking forward to meeting me. Finally met all the coaches. You know, we start lifting weights. And, they were surprised how strong I was and how big I was. So, you know, they're expecting a lot out of me this year. So I just can't disappoint anybody.
And where have they told you, look, this is where we see you playing, or are we going to start you here? And, you know, because you can play on both sides of the ball. Where are they going to put you at first? Do you know?
Yes, sir. They saw me at running back last year, but they really like me on outside linebacker. So I'm going to be playing outside linebacker a lot. And, like, anytime, you know, it's third and two, fourth and one, go put me in running back just sometimes.
So you'll be a short yardage running back, situational guy.
Yes,
on offense.
Yes, sir.
And then you're expected to play varsity your first year.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's the goal.
All right. Well, hey, that's great. You know, Owen, we wish you the best. And, you know, we watched you grow up and kind of do everything, you know, from before anybody even knew who you were to now, where you're becoming sort of a household name around everywhere in youth football. And, man, we're just happy for you and excited that you're getting all these opportunities. I guess, can you let us know, because probably one of the things that separates you from everybody is your work ethic. Can you let everybody in Hot Bear World know, you know, what do you do to stay in shape? What do you do? What's your workout regimen? Give us an idea of a day in the life of Owen Papo and explain, you know, to everybody how you work so hard and how you're training and preparing to be, you know, as good as you are already.
All right. Well, last summer I was lifting pretty much, you know, every day. Like, I lift 2 days straight. I'll probably break one day and, like, go out, work on footwork, condition. Now I come in, I lift again. And starting since last January, we've been working out at the high school. And last week we stopped working out since we had spring practice. you know, since we have spring practice, I don't have time to lift. So since last week, I've been going to the gym about 6 o'clock in the morning. So I have to wake up real early, just lift real quick, go back home, shower, get ready for school. So, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. But summer workouts are going to start real soon. So I'm going to be waking up early every morning, going to the high school, get ready to lift. So that's what I'm going to be doing there.
So let me get this straight. You wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning, go lift weights,
yes,
and then come back and get ready for school?
Yes, sir.
So where do you do that at? Like at a gym in your, you know, near your house? Or how does that work? Because I know you don't drive yet.
Does your parents take you?
How does it work?
My brother's in high school, so he has to wake up early anyway. So, you know, I wake up with him. And my dad usually drives him to school, so before my dad drops him off, he just dropped me off at the gym.
Wow, so you get dropped at the gym around 6, get an hour or so in, lifting, you know, cardio, whatever the case may be, go back home, then get showered, get ready, and then you go to school for a full day, then you have spring practice. What time does that start?
Right after school, about 5:30.
5:30, and then what do you do for the rest of the evening?
Rest of the evening, I come home. You know, if we have a test the next day, I'll study. You know, it's not, you know, something about to come up. So after that, after practice, I'll just probably rest.
Wow, and then you just do the whole thing all over again.
Yes, sir. No days off.
Wow, hey, that's a very difficult and crazy schedule. I guess. One of the things that, you know, a lot of people may be curious about is, you know, there are some other eighth graders that are getting offers around the country. A lot of those eighth graders are a little bit older than you. When are you actually turning 15? You know, as far as, like, you know, how old are you in relationship to a lot of these other guys? Because a lot of these other guys, you know, are saying, you know, they're getting offers too and other things, but these guys are a little bit older. I guess a lot of people don't really understand how young you really are. When did you turn 15, and when are you, you know, going up to the next age? When did you turn 14, rather, and when are you turning 15?
Well, I'm 14 right now. I was born September 29th, so this September I'll be turning 15.
Okay, and so you'll be in ninth grade. And so, you know, I guess the next thing is, you know, when you play your 4 years and everything like that, usually kids don't start getting recruited until about, you know, really good ones, the end of the 10th grade year, all of that stuff. Now you've got to kind of go through 4 years of being recruited. How do you plan to handle what could be, you know, like a big, you know, recruiting circus and almost a zoo, I hesitate to say, you know, when it comes to, you know, colleges basically being on you for all the 4 years that you're going to be in school?
Well, I'm gonna just try to find the best way to handle it, because, you know, colleges are gonna be coming left and right, because they're just a little bit coming right now. Because once we get into high school, you know, that's when you know people really start getting recruited. So there's gonna be more and more coming. So however I handle it, that's how I'm gonna handle it. I'm not sure yet.
And you may not be sure of this either, but have you and your family talked about, you know, how you're gonna make a decision and the process of elimination, and or is it just too early? It's just you kind of just going with the flow right now.
I mean, it's too early right now, but I've been thinking myself, you know, which school is good for me education-wise, and, you know, distance from home, you know, if I just fit into their program. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Owen, appreciate you having, just really appreciate you coming in on the show tonight. Before we let you go, will you just give everybody a sense of the thing you want everybody to know about you? Because, you know, there's been a lot that's been said about you. What do you want people to know about you?
You know, that, you know, since I'm getting all this attention, I'm not a cocky person. I don't go around telling everybody, you know, I'm the best. I got all these colleges coming after me. I'm a real humble person. I'm a real hard worker.
Absolutely. Well, you're definitely one of the best. We appreciate you for being on the show tonight. And it's a hotbed world. And before we let you go, like we always do, why don't you go ahead and give everybody your shout-outs?
Shout out to Coach Watson for being with me from the beginning. Shout out to Hotbed. That's it.
All right, Owen Popple, man. Thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it, man. It's the Hotbed World. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you have it. You know, one of the nation's best, Owen Popple, definitely coming on the show tonight and just giving us all the information about himself. And he's one of the more interesting guys that, you know, we have the pleasure to speak with regard to, you know, just his whole college recruitment. It's been a pleasure to kind of watch him grow and mature and become one of the best out there in the country. Truly is going to be interesting, very interesting. To watch him grow and develop and just, you know, see where he ultimately ends up playing his college football. He's going to be one of the guys to watch for sure. And Hotbed will be right there, you know, following his success. As we move forward on tonight's show, one of the things that we forecast and wanted to talk about going into tonight is the upcoming Arrow 7v7, 7-on-7, state championship series that is launching this summer. It's going to be one of the more interesting things that is done in the 7-on-7 genre, and Football Hotbed will be right there at the beginning and the genesis of it. So we're looking forward to having the ability to cover Arrow 7-on-7 and you know, all of the things that Arrow 7-on-7 is going to provide for the youth football community. The wonderful thing about this new Arrow deal is that Adidas Football has signed on to allow Arrow to use their gear. They're going to be providing gear for all about $300 worth of gear for all the high school students, and the youth students are going to get about $150-some-odd in gear, and it's going to be just a truly amazing situation with regard to that. And I can honestly tell you, I've not seen, you know, this much love being shown to youth football by a major sponsor in the apparel game for, you know, the many years that I've been covering. And it's very, very refreshing because it's going to be one of those situations where, you know, the youth are not going to be left at the table and they're going to get an opportunity to kind of do their thing. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be real fun. As far as all that's concerned, and we got a lot of guys who are going to participate in that first ever, you know, 7v7 state championship tournament. Now, just before those guys come on and introduce themselves, I want to just kind of give a little bit of background information on Arrow. As I've observed, Arrow Sports, they've been kind of at the very genesis, the very beginning of this whole 7-on-7 movement, all the way back to 2009, when Arrow basically was, you know, ahead of the curve when it came to competitive 7-on-7, come in the off season and sort of be able to, you know, check their talents and improve. And one of the things that I talked with Arrow founder Dave Menard is, you know, just him going out to Texas, him getting a chance to experience, you know, what they did in the off season with the passing league and the 7-on-7 and how that was so popular out there. And he brought that model back to South Florida, and it began to take off. It kind of, you know, morphed into some other things. And they did a local league here. It didn't have the popularity that it does now. But I always remember that he kind of had this 7-on-7 thing figured out early, and it's good to see him now sort of back in the swing of things and bigger than ever with Adidas coming in and being just such a critical sponsor to everything that, you know, Arrow's doing right now. And I got a couple of guys on the line that are going to talk to us about it, and I want to go to a couple of them now. Welcome to Hotbed Radio. It's the Hotbed World. Who do we have on the line here that we're going to bring on to talk about this Arrow 7-on-7 state championship? Hello, can you hear me? Speak up.
Yeah, my name is TJ Smith.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Hello, my name is TJ Smith.
Yeah, who's this?
TJ Smith.
T.J. Smith. T.J. Smith, of course, was one of our football hotbeds, future four quarterbacks. T.J. is going to be quarterback of one of the teams participating in this Arrow 7-on-7 tournament. And, T.J., just go ahead and tell us, you know, as an eighth grader, what team you're going to be representing come June 21st in the state championship tournament up in Kissimmee, Florida.
South Florida Express Gold.
Okay, cool. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your team and how long you guys have been together and how long you've been sort of preparing to play part in it.
About 2 months now.
Okay, and who are some of the key players other than yourself? We know you're playing quarterback. Who are some of the other key players that you've got on your squad?
Nick Torres, TC, Floyd Cooper, and Doug.
Okay, good. And what are you guys doing to prepare? I know you're representing Team South Florida Express. You got the Adidas gear. Just talk a little bit about that. How cool is it to go out and represent Adidas and play in front of a, you know, a statewide audience?
It's going to be very exciting.
I can feel the excitement. Go ahead, man.
It's going to be really exciting.
Okay, and what are you guys doing to prepare? Well, I mean, are you practicing every day? What's your schedule like?
We practice every day except Friday. We practice on Sundays and Saturdays. Those are the days we condition. And then we run up our plays.
Okay, good. And have you guys participated in any tournament up to this point? Have you, been practicing, played in any other tournaments, any other 7-on-7 tournaments? And if so, how did you do?
No, we haven't played in any 7-on-7 tournaments yet.
So this will be your first one, so, we're excited about that. We wish you the best of luck. And before we let you go, TJ, you participated in our first ever Future Four. That's the National Middle School Quarterback Invitational Showcase sponsored by Football Hotbed and Drew Phillips of the Phillips QB Academy. How did you feel about that experience, and, you know, what did you take away from it?
Well, that just showed me how much other quarterbacks are trying to be better than me and take my spot. So that just tries to make me work even harder.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. It's about empowerment, learning, and getting better. And so, you know, we encourage you, to keep up the good work and keep working hard. And before we let you go ahead and give your shouts out tonight.
Thank you.
Got any shout-outs before we let you go, TJ?
Yeah. Well, shout out to Coach Durant. Well, Hotbed. Plantation High School.
All right, definitely, man. It's a Hotbed World. Thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Now I want to go back out to the line. I think I got two more guys calling in that are participating in this Arrow 7v7. You're on the air right now with Hotbed Radio. Speak up. Who's this?
Daylon Menard.
Daylon, how you doing? Daylon Menard, one of our Future Four quarterbacks as well. He was a finalist in that competition. And Daylon, you're going to be representing which team in the upcoming 7-on-7 state championship series with Arrow?
The South Florida Express Black.
Okay, great. Talk a little bit about your team and the other members of that team and what you guys are looking to do in the tournament.
We got a lot of great players. We got Matt Geimer from PPO, Jalen Young, Tyler March. And we're just looking to go up there and show what we got and win.
Absolutely. And, you know, talk a little bit about just your preparation, and have you guys been in any other tournaments and what you have done in those tournaments?
Yeah, we've been in a few tournaments with the South Florida Express 15U team, and we've had some practice too over the past few weeks. We practiced a few times just to get the timing and everything down.
Absolutely. Now, you know, you probably pay more attention to the offense, but how's that defensive side of the ball looking, and who do you have over there that's going to stop the other team from scoring?
The defense is looking good. Go after them in one-on-ones and stuff, and they're doing pretty good.
Great, great, great. So now with this whole situation, South Florida Express kind of carries the name. It's big in South Florida, even on the high school level, and obviously you guys are carrying sort of that same mantra and reputation. You're probably some of the best of the best from this area. You know, what do you have to do to kind of carry that South Florida Express brand into this Aero 707 tournament and represent and kind of come back, you know, and make sure everybody knows South Florida Express is represent?
Yeah, you definitely got to represent for the name and what you play for and put out the best product and go win, because that's what they do.
Absolutely. So we're looking forward to that. Daylin, let's talk now a little bit about your Future Four experience. You were a finalist in our eighth grade class, came up just a little bit short. What did you take away from that whole experience? QB Hit List ranked you as the number one 2019 quarterback. So that was a great honor for you. What was the whole experience like a couple weeks ago in Fort Lauderdale?
The Future Four experience was great. But showcased my abilities greatly, and it was a amazingly run camp. Coach Drew Phillips was a great coach, learned a lot, and I was very honored to be invited into there and to make it into the Final Four.
Absolutely. Well, hey, it was great and a pleasure to have you. Why don't you go ahead and give your shout-out before we let you go on tonight?
I want to give a shout-out to my parents who make all this happen. Shout-out to the coaches who helped me on the football field. And shout-out to my teammates who helped me who catch the ball and score the touchdowns.
Absolutely. And before we let you go, I got one more question. A lot of people want to know, where are you going to high school next year, Dale?
I don't know where I'm going yet. I have still have my a lot of high schools in looking at.
So give us like a Final Four, a Final Three, or just give it who – where would we possibly see you next year?
I don't really have a Final Four. There's quite a few that I'm looking at. I'm just looking at whatever I can do the best athletically and academically.
Absolutely. Great answer, man. Hey, we'll talk to you again real soon. Daylin Menard, and best of luck in the Aero 707 tournament.
All right, thank you.
Last guy we want to go to in this Aero 707 roundup. Caller, let us know who you are and who you're representing tonight. You're on the air live with Hot Bear Radio. Who's this?
Talking to you. All right, I guess that is done. We no longer have any other callers, but it's going to be a great tournament.
707 at its finest. Again, Football Hot Bear will be there April 19th, 20th, and 21st up in Kissimmee, Florida. Austin Tindall Park is the location. The high schoolers are getting started on the 19th, checking in and getting all their Adidas gear, $300 worth of gear per high school athlete, youth athletes get. Just a little less, but everybody's going to get swagged out from Adidas. Adidas is fully behind this Aero 7v7 state championship effort. The Florida State Championship will take place June 19th through 21st down here in the state of Georgia. That's going to determine the best 7-on-7 team in high school and the youth team. The top finishers will get a bid to the Southeast Regional Championship, which will be in Valdosta, Georgia, at Valdosta State University at South Georgia. I'm a Georgia boy, so I'm excited about that. And that's going to, you know, be a great, great experience for all of those who get a chance to participate. So look forward. Log on to aero7v7.com for more information about that, and you can definitely participate and play a part. It's very reasonable as far as costs are concerned to participate. So get involved with that. And fairly soon, it's going to spread in just this inaugural year that in the Southeast Georgia we'll have a state championship, Florida, as we previously mentioned, and Louisiana. And then in 2016, look forward to expand out west with other state championships being held. And finally, it'll culminate with a national championship with the best in 7-on-7 being crowned. So something exciting to look forward to for everybody playing team 7-on-7 football. Now I want to go out west to my regional director in the West Coast, Thomas Fleming, a.k.a. Coach Flem, Upland High School, coaching the running backs up out there and definitely guarding Hotbed World West Coast. Flem, what's going on tonight? Welcome into Hotbed Radio. It's a Hotbed World.
What's going on, Hotbed World, baby?
You already know. Now, we talked a little bit about this earlier, Flem, and we kind of got everything started. What's the deal with the combine that we have coming up, and what's the purpose behind it, and what can everybody expect? And you got a big announcement to make tonight, so I'm going to get out of the way and let you make it.
Okay, thanks again for that. As you all know, we did have our West Coast Super Regional Combine on April 25th last month, and it went very well in attendance. But we did run into some weather issues, some other little issues with getting all the times and stuff recorded and completing the combine. You know, unfortunately, we didn't give out any golden tickets. So now I'm proud to happily announce that we are have the date set and the location set to do this whole thing over again, where every kid that participated on April 25th that has all their Hotbed gear, all you have to do is show up with your Hotbed gear at A.B. Miller High School on May 30th. Saturday, and we're going to let you get it in again, get your 40 time, your broad jump, your shuttle run, and also your powerball toss recorded, and we're going to do the showcasing and show you what our Hotbed football combine actually looks like, and we will be giving out golden tickets to those kids that come out and, you know, pretty much show and prove.
Absolutely. And so, you know, Coach Fleming, you know, let me get this straight. Everybody can come who was there at the first one. All they got to do is just wear their Hotbed T-shirt?
That's it. That's all they have to do is come wear your Hotbed T-shirt. I will be making an announcement through social media, you know, sending out emails to everyone who was in attendance. And all you will need to do is bring a new filled out copy of the waiver release form. And each kid that received a Hotbed T-shirt that day of the combine will be welcome to come out and redo all their results and, you know, try to compete and earn a golden ticket at no cost.
Wow, that's an awesome deal. Now, what if they did get all of their combine scores, but they just don't like them? You know, can they come back out and participate, you know, and kind of redo their scores, take better scores, you know, run a dry 40 instead of in the rain, and kind of answer that question for us?
Oh, yeah, this is you know, for all purposes, if you, you know, didn't like your scores, even if you liked your scores but you think you can do better. Once again, like I said, you know, God willing, we're going to have a dry surface, you know, no rain, you know, coming up in the coming weeks, and, you know, they can come and get it in, whether you didn't like your score, whether you liked your score, whether you think you can get it better, or you didn't have a score recorded. So, you know, this is very important for especially, you know, all of our future athletes that are looking to be All-Americans and, you know, earn that honor of getting a golden ticket. This is going to be, you know, the day that we go back out, show you what, you know, Football Hotbed definitely has to offer you. And, you know, hopefully with not a rainy cloud in the sky, we can, you know, have it go all perfect and you know, everybody get everything that they paid for.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great opportunity. Thank you for putting that together. And I guess the last question would be, what if you paid to go to the Upland Combine, you never showed up, but now you have the ability to come, you don't have a Hotbed T-shirt, but you paid for the original one. How does that work?
We're still working out the issues on how we're going to handle that. That may be a case-by-case basis, but this is really for, you know, everyone that was in attendance that day that did receive, you know, Hotbed gear and, you know, that's how we're going to take that situation for right now.
Sounds good, man. And before we wrap up the show tonight, I guess the thing is, you know, let's talk about what's going on in the West Coast. I mean, what's new and exciting when it comes to West Coast football? Youth football this season is quickly approaching. Passing leagues are kind of winding down. What's the word on the street?
Pretty much the word on the street is, you know, like you said, everything's getting winding down. Everybody's looking forward to tackle football season. You know, I think our tournament and Combine Series was, you know, pretty much the last, you know, toast of the town for high competition to come out and, you know, show their stuff. There is another, you know, big tournament that's going on next weekend in East Bell, and then the same weekend of the 31st out in Oxnard, California. But pretty much everybody's looking forward to tackle football season and ready to get the pads on and play some real football.
Some real football indeed. Coach Slim the Great, give you a shout out, man, before we cut it short tonight, man.
I always want to give a shout out to Hotbat World. Shout out to our great executive director, Brandon O'Doy. Also want to give a shout out to Coach Nash from A.B. Miller for providing the field so we can get this combine thing done. Looking forward to getting all the information out to everyone that was in attendance. And, you know, I hope to see you again. Like I said, you know, Hotbat Football American Golden Tickets will be given out, and of course they have to be earned. So come out, show and prove. Let's get this thing wrapped up.
Yeah, absolutely, man. The true opportunity to come out, run your 40, get your combine scores, then get into some one-on-one and some individual showcase. See who gets those golden tickets. Coach Slim the Great, man, it's been a pleasure, man. Talk to you again.
Always, man. Thank you.
Well, you heard it, man. It is what it is, man. We are the nation's best platform for youth football. I mean, hey, what can I say? It's not their world, baby. You know, it's just a dynasty, man. I mean, it's a lot going on with everything that we're doing, so we just want you to be a part of it. You know, it's the best of the best. So look out for that. The Up and Combine, May 30th, be in the place to be. Makeup Combine, it's definitely happening. Shout out to Coach Slim for holding that down. Then, of course, also on May 30th, on the other side of the world, the other side of the country, I should say, National Lineman Showcase. All the best linemen in middle school will come together. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Cardinal Gibbons, $99 to register. Register online. We're going to have IMG, St. Thomas Aquinas, Cardinal Gibbons. Everybody will be out recruiting. There will be no skill guy to steal the shine for these offensive and defensive linemen. That's the best reason to come to this showcase. You want to go to a showcase, get some true exposure, there's no better place to be than at the Football Hotbat National Middle School Lineman Challenge. It's going to be a winner. It's going to be a move. But for now, I am this is you football, Brandon O'Doy, sue me for what? For Coach Slim, Jalen Menard, Jay Smith, Owen Capo, and everybody in Hot Damn World. Oh. Peace.